Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Fatima, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Please be seated. My dear friends in Christ, it is my honor to welcome you all and open this year's Fatima Conference with the offering of the Mass, of Holy Mass. The theme for this year's conference is the first part of that angelic salutation which the angel Gabriel made to our Blessed Mother at the Annunciation. Ave, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. The whole of the first part of the Hail Mary is taken from two parts of the same chapter in Scripture. The first chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, verse 28, where we read of the account of the Annunciation, and verse 42, the Visitation. In the 11th century, it was customary for Christians to use the combination of these two verses as a greeting, inserting after the word Ave, our Blessed Mother's name, Maria. Before this time, those verses of sacred scripture were used in the liturgy. For example, the offertory verse for the fourth Sunday in Advent from the Liber Antiphonarius of St. Gregory the Great. It was thought our Lord's name was added by Pope Urban IV in 1261 and was indulgenced by John the 22nd in 1318. So this first part of the Hail Mary is what the Hail Mary was, with the addition of our Lord's name and the Amen after our Lord's name. This was inspired by the practice of St. Anthony of Padua of praying three Hail Marys for purity, and this practice became widespread throughout Europe, especially in the evening before retiring. Many saints recommended and practiced this devotion. St. Bonaventure, St. Leonard of Port Maurice, St. John Birchmans, St. John Marie Vianney, St. Alphonsus Liguori, St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, just to name a few. Seeing this devotion spread, Pope Leo XIII granted an indulgence to those who would practice this devotion of the three Hail Marys. And then Pope Benedict XV highlighted this once again. In 1555, St. Peter Canisius wrote a catechism. And that's where we find the first part of the second half of the Hail Mary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Only to wait another 11 years to find the full Hail Mary printed in none other than the Catechism of the Council of Trent, a great council that was had and to counter the whole Protestant Revolution. Of course, St. Peter Canisius was very instrumental in putting that catechism together. And of course, we know that St. Dominic was given the rosary in 1214 to add help and to aid in his battle against heresy, the devil, and his efforts that he was putting forth for the salvation of souls. This he was given by our Blessed Mother. The Rosary consists in the Lord's Prayer, the Angelic Salutation, and the Lesser Doxology. One might ask, doxology, what is that? The Lesser Doxology? Well, the doxology, the greater doxology in comparison, is what we use at Mass. It's called the Gloria. This is a short version of the Gloria, the Glory Be. 16 Our Fathers, 153 Hail Marys, and 16 Glory Bes. To be prayed while meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary. And this remained the same for about 320 years. Until Our Blessed Lady at Fatima appeared on July 13th, 1917. Requesting for us to add that prayer that we pray during the Rosary after the decade. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have the most need of thy mercy. The apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima to Jacinto, Francisco, and Lucia began on March 13, 1917 and ended on October the 13th of that same year with the miracle of the sun, witnessed by tens of thousands. It was on this occasion the Blessed Virgin told the children who she was. She said, I am the Lady of the Rosary. Continues to say the Rosary every day. So what an appropriate theme for this year's conference. And for our serious consideration and examination of self. How do I make use of this simple but powerful prayer, the Hail Mary? Are they words that just run off my lips? Or when I pray the Hail Mary, does it come from my heart? How faithful am I to the recitation of the Rosary? This remedy for evil and tool for goodness and grace, given to us by our Blessed Mother. How much effort do I make when I say the Rosary to pray it properly with devotion and meditation on the mysteries? How many of us have tried to grow in our understanding of these holy mysteries by spiritual reading? My dear friends, this conference is an opportunity of grace for us to grow in our devotion to the Mother of God and our Mother, to contemplate her dignity and place, to be reminded of our opportunity to call on her, and how powerful her help is if we but ask. My favorite verse that the church uses when talking about our Blessed Mother is taken from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 24. They who eat me shall yet hunger, and they who drink me shall yet thirst. He who hearkens to me will not be confounded, and they who work by me shall not sin. And they who explain me shall have life everlasting. They who eat me and they who drink me, they shall yet hunger and thirst. Because, my dear friends, when you have a devotion to our Blessed Mother, she has but one want, and that is to get you closer to her Son. You have problems or concerns or anxiety in your life? hardships and trials and crosses. He who hearkens to me will not be confounded. Are you trying to break habits of sin or maintain God's grace in your soul throughout the day? And they who work by me shall not sin. I'd like to tell you a story. It took place in World War I. It kind of demonstrates the power of the Hail Mary. There was this chaplain, and he was watching over the men that were assigned to him and encouraged them to the recitation of the rosary. And one night as he was making his way, one of the soldiers came up to him who he did not know and told him, "Monsignor Chaplain, will you hear my confession?" "Why, sure, my son. Come with me." And they went, he took him to the sacristy, and they talked a little bit, and they got to know each other. After making inquiries, the chaplain found out that this great big man, about 30 years old, was the son of a boatman, and he had been baptized, but was completely illiterate and almost knew nothing about his religion, about his faith. And the priest explained, "Well, I can't hear your confession. You have to know what you're doing. Listen, I will give you catechism lessons, and in 2 weeks, I will hear your confession. And then you'll make your first Holy Communion." So 2 weeks went by, and he went and heard this young man's confession. And as he went to confession, the priest found out that he had never lost his baptismal innocence. And the priest was pretty diligent in trying to help, especially these souls who were in harm's way and could at any moment of any day be called to eternity. And he says, "You have never practiced your religion?" He goes, "No." It's like, "Did you ever pray?" He goes, "Oh yes, always." The chaplain inquired further, "What did you pray?" And the man pulled out a rosary. And he says, "When I was 8 years old, my mother said to me, 'Listen, I don't know my faith very well, but I'm going to teach you what I know. And I want you to promise me that you will do this every day.' And I made that promise to my mother, and I never broke it. She taught me the Our Father, the Hail Mary. She gave me this rosary. And now, I have prayed it. She told me that one day someone would come and finish my instructions, because she couldn't." And the chaplain was, "You never missed it? Not a day. Even during the war, particularly during the war, when I was on my guard and battlement in the middle of the night, and when I was afraid and cold, do you know that what I would do?" And with a smirk on his face, he caught the chaplain's greater attention. "What would you do?" "Well, I would smoke my pipe And after that, I would say 5 decades, and then the pipe, and then 5 decades. And it sometimes happened that I would say a half a dozen. He said, it didn't really break the cold of the night, except it warmed my heart, because I knew that a greater help was helping me and watching over me. The priest was astonished and gave the man his first Holy Communion, and he was able to live his faith. But what are the chances? Someone not even getting educated in their faith, the only the Hail Mary, the Our Father and the Hail Mary. It reminds me of that verse in the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 24, where it says, I am the mother of fair love and of fear and of knowledge and of holy hope. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Our Blessed Mother is a sure remedy for our weakness in these times we find ourselves in. Let us show ourselves grateful for this opportunity of grace that we have to attend this conference by making very good use of this opportunity. This Mass is prayed for the spiritual success of this conference. Please join me in that prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.